word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God from the Holy Bible and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God in the Bible and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, beloved, we are reading Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doeth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? For even thy brethren and the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. I have forsaken mine house, I have left mine heritage, I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. Mine heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me, therefore have I hated it. Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to devour. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. Verse 10, many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot, They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate, and being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate, because no man layeth it to heart. The spoilers are come upon all high places through the wilderness, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from the one end of the land even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. And they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord against all mine evil neighbors that touch the inheritance, which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. And it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion on them, and will bring them again, every man to his heritage, and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah chapter 12. Now here is the sense of it. According to Matthew Henry, the commentary on Jeremiah chapter 12, pardon me. When we are most in the dark concerning God's dispensations, we must keep up right thoughts of God, believing that he never did the least wrong to any of his creatures. When we find it hard to understand any of his dealings with us or others, we must look to general truths as our first principles and abide by them. The Lord is righteous. The God with whom we have to do knows how our hearts are toward him. He knows both the guile of the hypocrite and the sincerity of the upright. Divine judgments would pull the wicked out of their pasture as sheep for the slaughter. This fruitful land was turned into barrenness for the wickedness of those that dwelt therein. The Lord reproved the prophet. The opposition of the men of Anathoth was not so formidable as what he must expect from the rulers of Judah. Our grief that there should be so much evil is often mixed with peevishness on account of the trials it occasions us. And in this our favored day, and under our trifling difficulties, let us consider how we should behave if called to sufferings like those of saints in former ages. God's people had been the dearly beloved of his soul, precious in his sight, but they acted so that he gave them up to their enemies. Many professing churches become like speckled birds, presenting a mixture of religion and the world with its vain fashions, pursuits, and pollutions. God's people are as men wondered at, as a speckled bird. But this people had by their own folly made themselves so, and the beasts and the birds are called to prey upon them. The whole land would be made desolate. But until the judgments were actually inflicted, none of the people would lay the warning to heart. When God's hand is lifted up and men will not see, they shall be made to feel. Silver and gold shall not profit in the day of the Lord's anger, and the efforts of sinners to escape misery without repentance and works answerable thereto will end in confusion. The Lord would plead the cause of his people against their evil neighbors, yet he would afterwards show mercy to those nations when they should learn true religion. This seems to look forward to the times when the fullness of the Gentiles shall come in. Those who would have their lot with God's people and a last end like theirs must learn their ways and walk in them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. I am your host, Daniel White III. Please remember to read the Word of God each day, each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six